From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, a program that celebrates roots music, Southern style. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Hill House.
I thought I'd put one foot in front of the other and run. Run, run, run until all these things were undone. But I can't hide, you knew it just one glance. You figured me out, I didn't want to say the words. But if I pushed you away, thrown you out my door, we'd have no words to say, we could have had it any other way. What I think or feel anymore. You fell to passion, you told me my eyes wanted more. Oh, comfort is easy, love is so hazy. I can't remember the last time I daydreamed. Would you like me still? And if I told you my heart, it wouldn't have been that hard. Looking back, I know I would have done it any other way. Ooh, would you like me still? Ooh, it's okay, I'll sleep alone. I've always liked to sleep alone.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Hello and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, the host of our program. Red Barn Radio is now in its 18th broadcast season, and tonight is our 692nd live performance. Woo! Following many weeks of stay-at-home and distancing restrictions, the Performance Hall at Arts Place, we're glad to say, is again available to us, and we're very glad to be back with you. To keep our staff and our musical guests safe, We will continue to abide by state and local guidelines concerning cleanliness and personal protective equipment. And for now, our Wednesday performances will take place without an in-studio audience. We are pleased as punch to have back with us on Red Barn Radio a terrifically talented trio from Louisville, Kentucky. Taylor Shuck is on banjo, Isaac May on guitar, and Ellie Miller on violin. Please welcome Hill House to the Red Barn stage.
The ocean's deep and the valley's wide. If I had wings, I'd see the other side. My mama said you'd be a man someday. Gonna spread your wings and you'll fly away. Always did what my mama said, and I've got this fever burning in my head. So I put on my paper wings and I climb up on that hill. Feel the blood flow through my veins. And I smell the daffodils. Watch the buzzards flying high. And today the world will know that I'm the boy that flew paper wings. Throw my penny in a wishing well. Send me to heaven, Lord, not to hell. It's what I do, wasn't meant to be done. Rather make my own than to settle for none. Some are born to decoy, others born hammer steel. That don't explain the things that I feel. Cause I'm jealous of the sun and I'm jealous of the moon. If I get my own way, I'm gonna be there soon. So I put on my paper wings and I climb up on that hill. Feel the blood flow through my veins and I smell the daffodils. Watch the buzzards flying high. And today the world will know that I'm the boy that flew on paper wings.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Hill House.
Beautiful, and how great to have you guys back again. The guys I'm talking about, those of you who are just joining us, is Taylor Shuck, Ellie Miller, and Isaac May, and they are Hill House. It's a neat occasion for them to be back here. They've got a new album. It's called Silence Turns to Sound. It's evidently going to be released awfully soon. I bet you that at some point tonight they will squeeze in some information about how it is that you can get your hands on a copy of it. Great to have you all here, and thank you all for joining us on Red Barn Radio. Those of you listening and watching us on YouTube Live, I see a number of folks, Kelly and Mike and Lucy, and great to have you guys with us. Why don't we start by you all telling us the story of how Hill House came to be.
Taylor, you got us into this mess.
Yeah, I did. So the way it got started was, I guess it was
2 years ago? Was it 2 years ago?
Half.
Well, I mean, like for me and Ellie.
Oh, for you.
That was
right.
2 years ago.
You and I met like,
yeah,
2 years ago.
We were doing this Pine Mountain Settlement School recording for a friend of ours, Lily Lyons, and we were playing Scrabble in this cabin at the Pine Mountain Settlement School called Hill House. We were playing Scrabble and it was late at night and we were like, hey, that would be a cool name for a band one day. We all became these side guys for a band called Pluck Yeah.
that's everyone's reaction.
It's true.
Drunk people love the title, the name, though.
Yeah,
and grandmothers.
I'm sure.
But we all started this group chat called Exasperated Instrumentalists because we were all side guys and exasperated. And we decided that we wanted to play some of our own material. And we got together on a cold July afternoon. January.
Oh, okay.
You guys are running together. Cold January afternoon.
I was trying to figure what state together. Were you in? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, depending on the state, but
not a sober state, apparently.
We got together in January. We started playing together more and more, and then it became a band.
I'm sorry, I know it's been a little while since we talked out loud. I know there's ways to change strange things. I say there's been time. We're different now. No matter what you say or do, I find myself stuck back on you. It's different every time. There's peace of mind I only find with you and I. On my mind, and then I'd be back onto you, and I was lost, oh, feeling blue. It ain't right, I was out of line. No matter what you say or do, I find myself stuck back on you, it's different every time. This peace of mind I only find. Just hear the words that I last spoke to you. And then I dream that we'd never hear the lies I said were true. No matter what you say or do, I find myself stuck back on you, different every time. This peace of mind I only find. Myself stuck back on you, it's different every time. This peace of mind I only find with you and I.
How did your sound get shaped? Did you come together with an idea of sort of the kind of band you wanted to be? Did you all decide you wanted to have a strong vocal element? Did you decide you wanted to be sort of like fill in the blank?
Yes and no. Yeah, so the band Pluck Yeah we played with was more sort of a jam band, and we played in loud bars, and we all hurt at the end of the gigs, and that was where the exasperation came from. My hand would hurt for days after these gigs. The one thing was we wanted to play something we could really think through, and so we got together and did a video, which I think is still up on our website, of us playing June Apple, And it was like our first or second take, and we're like, wow, this is what we were looking for. We all were just like really happy with that. And so it started with that. And shortly thereafter, we got a gig at a local brewery. And at that point, we didn't have enough material, so we played traditional bluegrass songs that we'd all played for years. And we all realized that's not what we wanted to be doing. So we'd all written material independently, and we started looping that in. And we had that core of idea. We wanted to be arranged, really think about arrangements and dynamics and bringing in our own material. And so over the course of a couple dozen gigs, we sort of found what that meant for us.
Gonna turn the dial back about a quarter turn. Fire up the engines, watch the hours burn. Gonna stop to see an old friend on my way. I'm on a road trip, looking for a better day. I can picture someplace in my mind. Not sure if it's a place or if it's a time. But I've got all the time in this old world. Think about it, there ain't no doubt about it. Do you ever wish you could go back and do it over again? Rewrite the story, come out with a different end. Do you ever wish there was something you could go back and say on a better day? Quite what I thought. Best part of fishing, getting bound to what you caught. Found that old place that I was searching for. But I'm too late to be happy anymore. Well, the sugar ain't as sweet as it used to seem. The girl ain't as pretty as I see her in my dreams. This old place reminds me of why I left. I guess it was for the best. Hell, I know it was. Do you ever wish you could go back and do over again? Rewrite the story, come out with a different end. Oh, do you ever wish there was something you could go back and say on a better day? Oh, on a better day. Oh, on a better day.
On a better day.
On a better day.
Sometimes arrangements come up on the fly, and even in the songs we just played, it may vary a little from what we recorded or what we worked up.
Do you feel like you spent more time arranging the vocals or arranging the instrumentation?
We've always talked about that, how we're always hired as instrumentalists, and being like primary vocalists in a group was kind of new to us. We're like, well, we obviously have to sing if we're going to do this.
Yeah.
We are all still learning how to use our voices well. And as we've played together and all being like lead vocalists in Hill House, I think we've all really learned a lot.
The three of you gotten some actual sort of vocal training and advice about singing.
Taylor used to sing in choir, right?
Yeah, I used to sing in choir, but that was a completely different thing.
Yeah,
that's not lead vocals.
I grew up singing bluegrass songs around drunk old men, so no.
Uh-huh.
You could call it some sort of training.
I know I'm personally still thinking about taking vocal lessons. I'd love to, but I think we were all kind of learning on the fly. I think learning on stage was a great tool for us a lot of times, and in the recording studio.
Yeah, because like I remember one particular gig where Taylor and Ellie both were feeling under the weather, and we did a three-hour gig, and I sang the whole show. And I'm like,
I think we all did that, right?
Yeah, at some point we've all like really had to take more of the lead, and I'm like, I can't do that, and if I'm going to, here's what I could do to help with that.
Yeah, right. I think folks who use their voice a ton, whether they're broadcasters or singers, whatever it is that they do, teachers, a lot of teachers, you know, say the same thing. But hydrate, of course. Yep. And then learn how to use your voice.
We do hydrate.
Well, good.
Lovely piece of merchandise
well,
here.
Well, this is...
Ale 8.
When you break down the stillness of night to me, when you come hold me right from behind, when I know if the morning cries out to me, I'll still love you more. When you sold me a life that was never meant to be, when you put your soul right next to mine, when you see a new kind of light to me, I'll still.
When you got around to finding out what sound you were going to have, who are some of the players maybe that you looked to or felt that you wanted to emulate?
So within Hill House, one of my favorite vocalists is Sarah Jarosz. Mm. I love her voice and I love her songwriting too. So I think her style was something I always looked to when I was writing for Hill House. And vocally, like I said, one of my favorite vocalists. My favorite artist of all time is Joni Mitchell. I take so much inspiration from her. I mean, I'm sure everyone, all musicians should and probably do. And also probably one of my favorite fiddle players, I love Stuart Duncan.
Mm.
Yeah. His ability to be in that bluegrass context, but be just smooth like butter. I love that.
He's kind of the king, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, right. And he plays a lot with Sarah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All those awesome solos on her albums, those are all him.
Yeah.
What about you, Isaac?
It's bounced all over the map. I grew up as a mandolin player, although with Hill House, I primarily play guitar. So Sam Bush was always a big influence on me and a lot of the traditional mandolin influences. But through Hill House, I'd say a lot of the more modern bluegrass bands that got tired of playing traditional bluegrass are definitely point of influence. Like Nickel Creek is one that immediately comes to mind. And some newer bands like Lonely Heartstring Band. And the big thing was just thinking about dynamics and even lyrical content, because a lot of bluegrass songs are about drinking and women, and you know, like, I don't know, I felt like lyrically there was more to be said. So
is there something wrong with those things that you were talking about?
I'll leave that up to you to decide. Okay. Brad, that's
I think it's time to change the locks on the front door. I don't want you around anymore. I know it's time for something new. There's nothing left for me and you. Starting homes aren't really the end goal. It's more of a little stepping stone. Got places to see and people to meet. So I'll do it all alone. ain't coming home. No, I ain't coming home. I think we're gonna have to spend some time apart. You know secrets I keep camouflage. But whatever happens, our past won't stray. Cause you're in my heart while I look for better days. It's not that I don't love you anymore. The car's on fire, so I'm out the door. Try to save me, but it'd probably be forced. So I'll do it all alone. Don't leave the keys, I ain't coming home. No, I ain't coming home. Circles in a square, homes leaves the corners bare. It leaves the corners bare. It leaves the corners bare. Door. I don't want you around anymore. I know it's time for something new. There's nothing left for me and you. So our homes are really the end goal. It's more of a little stepping stone. Got places to see and people to meet. So I'll do it all alone. Don't leave the keys, I ain't coming home. No, I ain't coming home. I ain't coming home. No, I ain't coming home. No, I'm never home.
Someone else, I didn't mean to tell no lies. I thought I figured out last time, but not all reasons have arrived. So I guess I'll just open up.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Hill House, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Hill House after this break. This is Red Barn Radio, a program that celebrates roots music, Southern style.